T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, Randy McMichael on the midday show on this Tuesday. Final hour for us. We've got Ask Me Anything coming up before the end of the show, so make sure you get your questions in right now at 92.9 The Game.
Or at Wendy Radio, because Wendy usually gets all of our Ask Me Anything questions. Y'all on Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line, 404-741-0929. Chris, before we get to what's trending, just saw this come down from Mike Conte, that United's manager, Gabriel Heinze, has been suspended due to caution accumulations for tomorrow's game against New York. Remember, guys, that game tomorrow is on our sister station at 94.1. What the hell does that mean? Was he arguing too much? Was he swinging on folks?
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I guess so.
When I saw that with Mike, because Mike Conte tweet said for caution accumulations. So is that like get back? They had to tell him to get back too much?
I guess that's exactly. Yeah. I guess that's exactly what it is. That is he needs a get back coach.
Yeah.
Right? He needs a get back coach.
Everybody loves a get back coach because he does everything that he can to keep people back. But yet, he's the only one that gets yelled at when they don't get back. Like, they don't yell at the players, they don't yell at the coaches, they yell at the get-back coach. So the get-back coach is usually an assistant strength coach, right? Who think they always all cool, but they get the brunt of it. And don't let no flag come down. Whew. I done seen Nick Saban, and I wanted to cry for this coach because we got a warning. And I wanted to cry for this coach, the way Nick Saban just chewed him a new, like, he ain't got no left cheek no more because Nick chewed it off. Nick chewed that dude out so bad, man. And it was, you know, we could have got back because it was in the middle of play and we were on the field and the referee throw a penalty and interference, all that crap that they shouldn't have done anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't really have to get back, coach. Yeah.
By the way, Atlanta United against New York FC tomorrow. Randy mentioned you can hear it on Star 94. 7 o'clock with the pregame, and the kickoff tomorrow is set for 7:30. Right now, though, it is time for What's Trending.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Smith has the whole left side to play with. If he goes that way, hits it over Ozzie's glove into right field. Acuna comes up cleanly. Alonso chugging for third. The throw, he's going to get him. What a throw and tag. 2-1. And a shot towards center. That ball is deep. Hit the wall. It's a line drive home run. Number 20 for Ronald Acuna Jr. And the Braves, behind Acuna's bat, have taken the lead. And the crowd giving him the business, and he says, bring it on.
Oh, my God. So you're seeing all the tools, that's for sure. I mean, he amazes me. I mean, the home run is just, I don't know that. I thought the homer he hit in Philly might have been the hardest hit ball I've ever seen. That right there might be one of the hardest hit balls I've ever seen in my life, at homer. And then that play, I mean, I said this before, he's a weapon in right field. He's a weapon when you challenge him.
Yeah, look like Brian Snicker likes it today.
Braves split a doubleheader with the Mets yesterday. Mets took the win in game 1, 4-2, and then it was a 1-0 Braves win thanks to Ronald Acuna, his right arm, and his bat, home run number 20 of the year for him as the Braves take the nightcap with a 1-0 victory. Ian Anderson had another good performance Five and a third innings, didn't give up a run, allowed just three hits, walked one, and struck out five. Anderson became the first New Yorker to beat both the Mets and the Yankees in the same season. Here's the Braves pitcher.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. It's always nice coming up here. I usually have some family in the stands, and I get a ton of support up here. So it's fun to come up here. I enjoy it. I enjoy taking the ball at, you know, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. So, yeah, hopefully we can build off of this.
Chris, that's got to be so cool, being a New York kid and beating both of those teams. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a huge deal for that young man. And, you know, we know that he's going to be around for a while. We know he was one of the top hot shot prospects for this team that probably wouldn't have got an opportunity until this year. But the only reason he got it last year, because there was nobody else to give the ball to, Chris. All the pitchers were hurt. And he took advantage of his opportunities. And as we mentioned quite a few times today, why can't we see more of these guys? I mean, good old Tuck, he's hurt right now. He had another young prospect last night that made his debut. I mean, no one gets that. There's so many young guys, but my thing is, Chris, I'm going to look at it like this. Good job, guys. Do it again.
Do it again. Win the series. That's what we talked about yesterday, right? Win the series. Braves will try it again tonight. Charlie Morton takes the mound for the Braves. He's 6-3 on the year. Marcus Stroman gets the start for the Mets. He is 6-5. Coming up tomorrow night, we go to the Eastern Conference Finals. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as the Atlanta Hawks take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Interim coach, hopefully we can take that interim tag off with Nate McMillan at some point in time. Here's Nate McMillan talking about when he took over the Hawks and how he didn't have any predictions on what the future was going to hold.
I thought we had some talent and we could be a good team. You know, as far as, you know, predicting the future and all of that, you know, I don't look at teams like that, because it's so tough to win in this league. You know, what we tried to do was build a culture that would produce winning and create a style that would give these guys an opportunity to win games.
He's done a fantastic job, Randy, and again, just the – I think it's more about the mental transformation that we've seen this team undergo since he took over. Remember how they couldn't close games late back in December and January and February, those fourth quarter collapses? All that stuff stopped when Nate McMillan took over. And, I think he deserves every bit of the credit for that, just kind of how he has sort of guided this team. Obviously, these guys, they believe in what Nate McMillan says, and he seems to be, based on what we've heard, you know, in the what the sound that the TV cameras catch there in the Hawks huddle on the national broadcast. I think he's preaching the same things to his guys that you want to hear a coach say about not getting down. Don't feel down. Keep your head up. Keep playing hard. Good things will happen. I think you say that enough, eventually guys start buying in and believing it.
I mean, that's the thing about it, is that the most important thing is for your players to buy in into what you were doing. And you know, that took some time for them to build that trust, but they were winning along the way because they were figuring it out. And now they are where they are because a lot of it has to do with that, you know, they believe in what Coach Nate was selling, especially on the defensive side of basketball. And you know, I know that everybody is always, you know, give Nate the extension. Now, Nate going to get his money, and Nate knows he's going to get his money. So, I mean, that's the last thing that Nate McMillan is thinking about right now. He knows that he's done enough at this job to be the next coach of the Atlanta Hawks. If not, then somebody else will hire him. But, I mean, I think that he has been a big key into what they've been doing. Players have bought in, and now they are where they are, the Eastern Conference Finals.
One more from Nate McMillan, looking back on Game 7 in Philly, and there was no panic in this Hawks team.
I can't believe how calm I was throughout this game. And I think it just came from the fact that I knew these guys were going to give me everything that they had. They did.
That's one thing you can say about this team, Randy. Look, you never get down because we've seen them come back and erase, you know, 20-plus point deficits in the second half before in these playoffs. Doesn't matter. Just keep playing. Things are going to happen. You don't turn the TV off on this team just because they get behind.
No, you don't. And Chris, and the thing with the, in today's game, a 20-point lead can go, can evaporate so fast, especially with the three ball and everything. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, and we had our callers on, Chris, the other day. It was so funny about the all the guys that gave the excuses why they turned the game off that last game when they came back from down 20. Yeah, just like Chris said, just keep it on there. Keep it on there, man, and stop worrying. And don't be, every time something happens bad in the first 5 minutes, go to being that grown 5 minutes into the game, whining ass grown man. All right, I don't want to hear it in 5 minutes. Told you, Randy, they ain't got nothing for him. Dog, the game's 5 minutes in. Relax. Relate.
It's a long game. It's a long game.
Yes.
It's a long game. And especially with this group. Look, it's not going to be easy for the Hawks. We've learned that. It's not going to be easy for this team. They're going to make it. They're going to make it difficult at times, but you just got to hang in there. You got to hang in there and win a little money from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. It's time for another code word.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Oh, West, W-E-S-T. West is the 1 o'clock national signing bonus code word. You have until 1:59 to text West to 72881. That's 72881. The last word for us here at the midday show at the 1 o'clock hour is West.
Good luck to you. Hope you win some money. Yes. Hawks and Bucks tomorrow night. Don't forget Steve Holman, voice of the Hawks. He'll have the call right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got Atlanta United taking on New York City FC tomorrow. Star 94 with the pregame at 7 o'clock. They will kick it off at 7:30. How about the rest of the NBA? We got a Western Conference Finals going on, Randy. Game 2 coming up tonight. Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, both will miss the game. Phoenix with a 1-0 series lead against the Clippers. Give me some thoughts on this series tonight in Game 2.
Like, well, I mean, I think Devin Booker is the key. Can he have the same performance as he had yesterday? And I think everything is being made too big a deal because old Smith said that he's going to be the next Kobe Bryant. Everybody lost their damn mind. I'm just like, just let the boy go out there and play. Let him go play and let him go do his thing. I think that, you know, Paul George, he seems to have figured out his playoff P-ness and everything. And so let's see what he does tonight. Can he get 30 to 35? And he got to get another one of those scores from either Reggie Jackson. I don't know what's going on with Morrison. Looks like he's banged up too. So, I mean, can Paul George, can he get him 40? Can he get him 40 tonight? Because he might have to, because Devin Booker, they still ain't got no answer for that dude.
No. Clippers and Suns tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN. Again, no Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers. Marcus Morris, he's banged up as well. The Suns won't have Chris Paul. I think that puts more pressure, Randy, to your point, a little more pressure on Devin Booker because he's got to make up for not having Chris Paul out there. And how about the play of DeAndre Ayton? I think he has been, look, 10 of 14 shooting in game one. I think his play has been, he's kind of rounding into form a little bit now, kind of finding himself as an NBA player.
I mean, he's gone up a lot. And I think a lot of it, and I've heard stories of this season, Chris Paul's been all over him. Not degrading him and everything, just always encouraging, always in his face, always let's go, let's go, let's go. And that just shows you the effect that Chris Paul can have on a young basketball team where, you know, he can, you know, elevate what they do. And you saw Brian had a great clip. He talked about it earlier. It was a great clip of them FaceTiming damn Chris Paul like he was the head coach and talking to him after the game and just being – so excited for them. He's going to be out tonight, just like you said, Kawhi Leonard. And I still don't know when you're going to see either one of them back.
Still got our Ask Me Anything segment coming up before the end of the show. Get those questions in right now at 929 The Game at Windy Radio. We'll do that coming up at about 9:40. Michael Wilbon from ESPN, PTI, he was on Dukes and Bell yesterday. We're going to hear some comments from Michael Wilbon yesterday, and then we're going to turn it over to Randy. We've got Randy's Ramble coming up. Stick around here. Kevin Herter, he'll be on Dukes and Bell today, 3 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth in for Andy Bunker, who is on vacation this week, alongside Randy McMichael. We'll get to Randy's ramble coming up here in a minute, but we wanted to bring you a little piece from a conversation that Mike and Carl had yesterday with Michael Wilbon when he joined Dukes and Bell. Michael Wilbon starts off this conversation talking about the playoffs and kind of this playoff run that the Hawks have been on.
I'm seduced by them as a group. You know, I think I would laugh at my own with you guys. I wasn't waiting for anybody else to start with the mea culpa on Trae Young, because I didn't think you could not convince me that Trae Young was the team competitive equivalent of Luka Doncic, and he is, with a more mature attitude. I mean, Luka's immaturity cost that team. Now they'll be fine. He's 22 years old. I'm not going to go crazy. But Trae Young, man, and this kid's a revelation to everybody except the people who scouted him and coached him, because there's just the way – I mean, the play we saw that in college. We saw snippets of it anyway, saw enough of it. But, man, the showmanship, which has to seduce teammates and free agents and coaches, he's got everything that you'd want, it would seem to me. And not only that, he's got teammates who are a whole lot better than we thought. I live in Maryland. I live eight miles from College Park. If you're going to tell me that red velvet was a known quantity, I'm going to tell you that person's lying. I mean, Herter was – I mean, my God, he was a guy you'd call a nice college player. Where was he what number was he drafted?
19. He was 19. Yeah.
19. Come on, man. This kid can't last a 19, 6, 7, who can shoot like that, except he did because nobody knew. And look, they're late bloomers all the time. Trae was not a late bloomer. You knew what Trae's ability as a player was. My question was, okay, can he lead? Can he do all the other things that are required if you're going to take a guy in the top five? And the answer is hell yeah. But but it was a different set of questions. Red Velvet, my God, nobody knew they wouldn't have taken. He wouldn't have lasted to 19. Not nobody knew. You knew he had the talent on some level, but what level?
And we've seen
now.
Yeah.
You look at it that, and they got so many players and shooters, and the team was put together the right way, and they got rid of the coach at the right time and got the right coach. It's a story, man. It's a hell of a story.
Michael Wilbon is with us, guys. You recognize the voice from ESPN and covering the NBA as well, and a longtime award-winning writer. That's the thing, Mike, you just touched on it. Nate McMillan, he got more out of Trae. Yeah. You know, when to take over the game, when do you facilitate.
Yes.
All
yes.
That developed
yes.
with Nate McMillan.
Well, because look, Nate, this is not a coincidence. I mean, people don't even know anymore, and I mentioned this to Kornheiser this morning. People don't know how great a player Nate was and the team Nate played for and the guys, the personalities he had to help coordinate. I mean, come on, Nate played with Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. And they were down 3-0 to the Bulls, and they looked like they were on their way to tying that series 3-3 in Chicago, when Michael's comeback year, the full comeback year. And Nate was a player who was – you look at the traits, and you shouldn't be surprised that he's that kind of coach. I mean, always calm and just cerebral and a leader. And he had – look, he was the third best player at best on his team. But he was at the center of everything that team did when they won a Western Conference championship. And by the way, they lost the previous year in Game 7 when Charles Barkley had – listen to these numbers. People want to get crazy about numbers. 44, 24, and 7. In a game seven.
Yes.
And Nate was on that team, and he's been through it all.
You're absolutely right, Mike. And Barkley joins us on a weekly basis here in the ATL. And I agree with you. Sometimes you get caught up and you forget how great he was. He put that team on his back and takes him to the finals, and Nate was a part of those L's. Let me ask you about the other side of this, because today we've been discussing, you know, did we win the series? Philly wants to send this narrative. Oh, well, you know, the Hawks didn't win it. We lost the series because we were up in these games.
The hell with that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Listen, but you can do that any time. Anybody can do that. I mean, anybody can do that in any series, mostly, unless it's a sweep. I mean, Denver can't argue that about what happened with the Suns. But look, there's plenty of blame. There's more than one thing is usually true in sports. So the Philadelphia 76ers were an embarrassment. Really, only one player, Ben Simmons. How can you pay a guy $30 million and he's afraid to shoot? He's afraid to shoot. Right? And this is this is not conjecture.
No.
He's afraid. When he refused to go up and dunk it, and it was Trae Young under him, I ran that back in my own house when my son was 13. Mm-hmm. And he said, Dad, Trae Young was the only defender under him. And I go, no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. There was somebody else there. He said, Dad, run it back. It's just Trae Young. So you got a 6'10 Ben Simmons who's almost a foot taller than Trae. Trae was the guy. Trae was the guy underneath. So Trae couldn't block the shot. All he could do was foul him. Ben didn't want to be fouled. He doesn't play the end of games offensively. You can't pay a guy $30 million a year to be a one-dimensional player. I don't care what the dimension is. And so yes, if you're in Philly today, that's what you're concentrating on. You are. And you're asking why Doc Rivers left him in the game. Yes, that's your story in Philly. But for the rest of us, and I'm close to Philly 110 miles away, but that ain't my – I mean, that's part of what I'm examining just personally as a basketball fanatic. But I'm looking at Atlanta going, okay, they can beat Milwaukee. How can they do it? They have the personnel to do it. They got wins over replacement to me is one of the bogus subjective things I don't understand. But if I did win, wins over replacement for the coach, the head coach, then Nate is getting like plus 840 in the head coaching matchup of this series.
Well,
Milwaukee is they do the dumbest thing you've ever seen a good team do week after week after week, and it's not even a secret. Other people in the business talk about it. Players, ex-players, coaches, they talk about it. Nobody wants to go on their record. Nobody wants to try to embarrass seemingly a wonderful guy in Coach Bud. But some of the stuff they do is just unthinkable.
That was Michael Wilbon from PTI. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Randy, it is nice to hear a guy with a national voice giving this Hawks team a little bit of credit. It's not that Philly lost this thing. It's that the Hawks went out there and won it.
Well, I mean, we say it all the time. I mean, that's the storyline sounds better that Philadelphia lost the game and everything. No, the Hawks beat them. I mean, Ben Simmons ain't never been able to shoot. So don't blame that one play on the fact that, oh, that's why they lost because Ben Simmons. No, the Hawks played better, and the Hawks came out there and beat the Hawks were the better basketball team. That's what I'm going to say, and I'm glad Mike said it, but I didn't need Mike to say that to see something with my own two eyes. Right. Just because the national guy says it don't mean it's damn true. Glad Mike said it, but so what? Watch the game. The Hawks beat them, but don't try to let them have some narrative and trying to put the whole story on Ben Simmons playing like crap. Ben Simmons ain't never been able to shoot. The Hawks won the series because they were a better basketball team, period.
Now, enough of that. Let's turn our attention to what's going to happen tomorrow night. I mean, he brought it up. Look, I remember having the conversations here, Randy, when Coach Bud was coaching the Hawks. Some of his rotation choices at that time come under a lot of scrutiny and criticism by fans just for the way he chooses to – I guess manage a roster necessarily or within the game. As Wilbon said, I think he does a pretty good job of, you know, he's got a scheme, he's got a system.
Right.
He gets the right guys to do what he wants to do. It's just all of a sudden when the lights come on, sometimes it gets a little befuddling with him in the directions that he wants to go.
Well, I mean, that there we go. And we'll see how all this works out And you see it with the Hawks, as the series have went on, and they've only been two, the bench has shrunk more and more for him. Yeah. You know, it's shrunk. And you look at the last series, the Bucks versus the Nets, hell, it was seven-man rotation for the Bucks then. And I think, the New Jersey Nets were down to just seven players, as many guys they had hurt. So it'll be interesting how it goes. And of course, you know, foul trouble and things like that also dictate how rotations are also done.
It's the Midday Show here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and it is time for Randy's Ramble.
It's time for Randy's Ramble. When no one in the world, including his family and coworkers, know what the hell Randy is about to talk about. Anything from this.
Gang banging in Little Rock.
To this.
Hey, you got draws on.
To this.
Y'all know what I meant when I said girth.
Randy is saying it with his chest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Chris, there's some of the things. And a long time ago, I labeled the pillars of just Randy's happiness. And if you mess with one of those pillars, you're going to have a problem with Randy. It's my woman, my babies, my money, and my family, and now my Midday Show family. Y'all mess with them, you have a problem with Randy. But the one thing about it is that I'm trying to put myself in situations where the problem, if that was me, what would happen? Now, this would never happen to me. But this thing that happened with the former Chicago Cubs player, Ben Zobrist, was just crazy. So Ben, you know, he was on the World Series team with the Cubs and everything. Well, he just recently filed a lawsuit against his former pastor, Brian Yawn, all right? Because of the reason he said he was stealing and embezzling money from him. But come to find out, the damn pastor was sleeping with his wife. And that's where I come into this scenario of the pillars of my life. Because I don't like my wife to have no man personal trainer. Baby, I can stretch you out. I'm the best squat spotter you need. I don't let you go one-on-one with a pastor. Hey, we got Bibles here. We can read our scriptures together, baby. We can get our church on right here. I don't need you going over there to Pastor Ron and sharing stuff with him. I got you. Me, baby. Me. This dude here was counseling them on their marriage. And while he was still counseling, I'm talking about the pastor, he was messing around with this man's wife. Them bought burner phones, Chris, so they could sneak around and talk. Is he home yet? No, baby. Chris, I believe in God. I believe this man. And then he baptized their children, so that's in the third pillar. So he done messed with my money. He done messed with my woman. And he done messed with my babies. And he messed with my job because I was messed up by it. So all hell gonna break loose. So what I'm gonna do, Chris, is when he in the pulpit preaching, I'm gonna come up there and punch him dead in his face. And he better hope that damn baptismal pool ain't behind him to fall into. Ain't no way that this Pastor Yawn gonna be walking straight, because I'm gonna. And then you think about it. Well, what would you rather have back? You rather have your money back that they stole, or your wife that they stole? I think I'd rather have my money back, because if she's going to run around on me with the pastor and we sitting there telling all our intimate marital secrets, and then you walk out, as soon as I walk out, you give him a kiss on the cheek? Nah, bruh. She can go. Let me go and get that loot back. So he's suing him for $6 million. Chris, I'm looking at some of these gifts that this man has bought. This man gave him $10,000 to $15,000 to fund a personal trip for the pastor's family. Are you damn so daggone mine? So the moral of the story is, don't let God get you beat up, man. Chris, I'm telling you, I would have been scrubbing him up off or down that pulpit. He would have been up under some of them pews. Them deacon and deaconess would have had to come get me off him. Because to steal my money and my woman, and then you act like you my friend behind all that? Oh, hell no. It's gonna be some smoke in the city down there, man. He's a better man than me, because this thing just went in court. They might have to counter-sue me, because I'm gonna break his face. I'm gonna knock his mouth loose, Chris. And this is one of the things where I'm stepping. Worship the word, not the man. Worship the word, not the man. Because I done seen growing up, Chris, I done seen too many Pastor Joes out there riding around in that blue long Cadillac. That's all I'm gonna say. I done seen it. Worship the word, not the man. Hey, man, I'm gonna go knock that pastor's mouth loose, man.
Wow,
this man, Chris, this story is unbelievable.
Yeah, I just now this story, by the way, if anybody wants to read it, it's on the New York Post, and there's pictures if you want to see what Zobrist, his wife, and this pastor look like. The New York Post has got pics, so you can go check that out. Unbelievable. What a crazy story.
Man, I'm gonna knock the Jesus out of him. But Jesus.
What a crazy story. All right, we'll get to Ask Me Anything. We'll do that next. And we'll have our takeaway of the day. All of that is coming up. Hang on. It's a midday show. Chris Goforth in for Andy Bunker today. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask Me Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Ask Me Anything. It is brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org. Guys, before we get to Ask Me Anything, this is pretty cool. Steve Holman, voice of the Hawks, you hear him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on social media saying, pretty excited to be on my first real road trip of the season, Hawks-Bucks Game 1 tomorrow night, Eastern Conference Finals. Randy, for those of us that enjoy listening to Steve bring us Hawks basketball, it will be good to know that the man will be in the building tomorrow night That's great news if you're a Hawks fan.
All right, let's go. Go up there and get that W now, man. But, I mean, it's about time. It might as well let them go on and go up there and let all the beat writers and everybody. Sarah Spence, is that the young lady's name, guys? Sarah Spence, or she had the funniest tweet in the world about Quavo, and then it was a funny tweet. But, yeah, let the folks go do their job, man. They want to be around the players and everything. Why not? Whatever.
That's the way I'm excited for Steve because I know it has killed that guy to not be able to be on the road in the arena.
So we're going to get some restaurant roast selfies from Steve. Yeah.
Oh, you know Steve will be eating good tonight in Milwaukee. Wherever the finest steakhouse is and the finest glass of bourbon in Milwaukee, that is where you will find Steve Holman tonight. I tell him all the time, I gained 10 pounds during basketball season because I eat vicariously through Steve Holman because the food that guy gets to enjoy on a – I don't know what that NBA per diem is. I want a little bit of that. Let's get to Ask Me Anything. Wendy, what you got for us today?
What's going on, guys? By the way, I want to go back to what Randy was talking about with Ben Zobrist and his wife allegedly having that affair with the pastor. Those two kind of look alike. Very.
Oh no!
Are you saying she has a type?
I'm saying she has a type, but I mean, one does not play professional baseball and wasn't the MVP, winning a World Series championship. But I'm just saying, yes, I'm getting all my money back. All my money back, absolutely. Well, we'll start here, guys. Regarding Atlanta United's manager getting suspended, what's the dumbest thing you've done to get penalized or suspended? Ooh, it could be in school, too.
Oh, I ain't gonna talk about school.
Randy?
You remember my first day, I shot the teacher a bird.
What?
But, yeah.
You also got kicked out of a country, Randy.
I did not get kicked out of a country. I was asked to leave.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They did not kick me out. They asked me to leave. They asked me to leave Germany. I've been kicked out of like a high school basketball game for arguing with the ref, but I wasn't arguing. It was a charge. It was a full on charge, right? And so the guy, they didn't call the charge. So I started rolling on the ground, like just rolling on the floor. And they gave me a ticket at the game. That's it.
Please tell me there's video of that somewhere.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Chris, how about for you?
Yeah, let's see. Well, I got suspended a week in sixth grade for starting a food fight. I hit a kid named Michael right. I mean, I nailed him. He was a little punk ass too, and I nailed him. right in the face, Randy, with some of those wet mashed potatoes they used to serve in the lunchroom. You know what I'm talking about?
I nailed him
right in the face with it, and yeah, I spent a week suspended, and then when I came back, the rest of that semester, I had to eat. I ate lunch at the principal's table.
Ooh. Damn! Oh, that gotta suck.
That was terrible. When you're in sixth grade, there was nothing worse. But that little bastard deserved it. So I got it.
You still feel upset about that?
He still feels hurt. I know.
Keep the mashed potatoes away from Chris. And don't upset him when he's eating them. Speaking of food, what is the weirdest food combination you can think of you really like to eat?
I don't have any. Like I eat ramen noodles raw. Like I'll crunch up the ramen noodles and put the sauce on it, shake it up and eat it like that. If you want to call that weird. But I've been doing it since I was like 6 years old. Even my kids do it.
Without cooking it?
Yeah, without cooking it.
You can crunch that?
Yeah, I crunch up the noodles. And it has to be specific. It has to be the ramen noodles. Then I take out the sauce, put it on there, shake it up and eat it. I've been doing it since I was like 6 years old at least. And all my kids have done it.
I have questions. How do you eat it?
You just eat it like potato chips. Just eat it.
What kind of ramen noodles can you eat like a tater chip?
The good ones. The ones in the chicken.
The ones that don't cost 29 cents. Those ones.
Yeah, don't get the cheap kind. Get those kind right there. You crunch them up. You put the sauce on it. And you shake it up. And you eat it.
Huh.
Yeah. This is the first time y'all ever heard that?
I wish you could see Wendy's face right now. She is so dumbfounded.
That's the first time you've ever seen that?
I've seen people do it at 2:30 a.m. in a dorm room, you know, maybe making some questionable decisions. But
Yeah, man. I've been doing like 6-7 years old.
Okay.
Damn, Wendy.
I have ramen noodles at home, but they're the cheap kind. But now I want to kind of go get a pack of these expensive ramen noodles.
No, just the regular common ones.
They get too little. How do you eat it like a tater chip?
Just crunch it up. No, you don't eat the whole thing. When you crunch it up, you crunch it up so it's little pieces, and you put the sauce on it, and you shake it up and eat it.
Can you send me a YouTube tutorial on this, Randy? Because I'm going to need one of those.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was that an episode of your cooking show once?
No, I told you.
Today we're doing hors d'oeuvres.
I never forget. I learned it from my friend Roy when Mama was stationed in Fort Gordon. I think I was 7, 8 years old, and he did it. And so I started doing it, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Now my kids do it.
I don't know that I've really got anything. If you were to ask my wife, she would tell you that it's Vienna sausages, because I used to. Now, I haven't had them in years, but there was a time, especially as a single man, you know, I might enjoy a can of Vienna sausages with some saltines and a little bit of mustard. But
Listen, I'll never say never, but growing up eating that and Spam, I ain't no way in the hell I'm eating it anymore.
Yeah.
No way, ever. Potted meat, no thank you.
I have put pickles on a pizza before. That's actually remarkably
interesting. Why? Why would you do that? Why are you doing that? Come on, Wendy. You know, we were friends. We worked together well. Pickles on pizza? Sacrilegious right there. Oh, gosh. That's awful.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I will never try that.
Have you guys ever had a pizza that had lettuce on it?
Yes.
There was one time back in the 90s when Pizza Hut or one of them came out with some sort of, I think it was like a taco pizza that had lettuce on it. Let me tell you, there is nothing more disgusting to me than warm lettuce. It was disgusting.
I'm in the same boat. The warm lettuce thing is bad. Yeah, because if you get like
disgusting.
Even on like a burger or something, if you don't eat it right away and it's just sitting there on it, it's like, I don't need that warm, welted piece of lettuce on there. No, thank you.
So disgusting.
I'm not the same. I'll reheat that bad boy burger or something, a taco in the microwave, and I'll eat that gross warm lettuce. I think it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, don't bother me.
Which one would you rather have? And we're still in the food section. Bacon, lettuce, or tomato, or peanut butter jelly?
Oh, man.
Uncrustables don't count.
Okay, I was about to say they don't count. Okay.
That's a whole different bracket.
They don't count, so I'm going to go with the bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah, I'll go with the BLT, too, but I'm telling you, that is those are two staples, BLTs and PB&J, man. It's, you can't go wrong with either one. But at 47 years old, I probably lean a little more now towards the BLTs.
Yeah.
Your favorite cartoon as a kid?
Oh, man. But Alvin and the Chipmunks, G.I. Joe, He-Man, Thundercats. I mean, Transformers, of course. That's about it.
Super Friends.
I love Super Friends.
Super Friends was, and I hated it when they put the
and the Flintstones, of course.
What were the two stupid twins they had on there? Remember the two little characters? They were twins, and I hated when they added them to the show. But the original Super Friends, when it was, you know, when it was Superman and Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah,
those are still awesome.
Oh yeah,
those are still awesome.
And by the way, wasn't the Green Lantern on there? No, he was not on that. No, he wasn't. I thought Green Lantern was on. Never mind.
I've never heard of Super Friends, neither has Brian, but let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm just going to
guess. How the hell have you guys never heard of Super Friends?
Are they just friends that have powers?
Chris.
Kind of like Captain Planet?
I love Captain Planet. What you talking about?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is it the same thing?
I'm sending
YouTube links when this show is over.
Okay, I can't wait. YouTube links with ramen and Super Friends. I can't
there
wait.
There you go. It's like you're 8 years old all over again.
I can't wait. My takeaway of the day, deboners do exist, and they're likely named more.
Oh, my God. That's what I was saying. We found out that they do have winged deboners. I was saying Paul... I was saying playoff P. That's what I was saying. The other word, okay? I was talking about Paul George, playoff P. Okay, that's it. Okay, so whatever. Y'all leave me alone. And I don't know who this dude is, but after all these years, a sixth grade damn food fight got Chris still hot. Because he was.
Let's see. My takeaway of the day. Yeah, look, we all, I am comforted to know that there is such thing as a deboner. I think I married one of those, but
come on. Now,
there is also when it comes to Randy McMichael, you do not mess with his money, his wife, his babies, or his work family. We've all been put on notice.
Chris, thanks for stooping down to our maturity level right there. We really appreciate that. Randy got kicked out of bed last night because of Will Smith. We came up with a new food item on the show today, a thigh nugget. Look at that for the future. And a new listener today, Norm the Deboner.
Yeah. All right, y'all be easy now.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Stick around. Kevin Herter, just over an hour from now, will join Dukes and Bell right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I like the tip.
My friends roots for Hawks.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.